Welcome to the Big MX Radio Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Racetech. And this is an episode of Amateur Hour. Amateur motocross, analyzed, and looked at a little bit closer here on the Big MX Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Brad Gebhardt. With me on the line, Money Inc. athlete himself, all the way from Missouri, goes by the name of Luke St. John. Luke, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, hopefully you're, thanks for coming on the show, man. Hopefully you're finally reacclimated to some air conditioning and some cooler temperatures after an absolutely sweltering week at the ranch. Hurricane Mills, Tennessee, as it always does, played host to the very, the biggest amateur race in the entire world, if I can humbly say so. And you were one of the athletes there. Kind of before we get into your week at the ranch, let's get to know you a little bit. What's Luke St. John all about, and where do you call home?
Yeah, I basically just do motocross like almost 100% of the time.
Nice.
Anytime I'm not riding, I'm
thinking about
posting
it.
And yeah, I'm thinking about it. But yeah, home is St. Charles, Missouri, like 20 minutes out of St. Louis, but.
That is awesome, dude. So how old are
you? I'm 16.
16 years young, ripping a gas 125, and doing so at a pretty good clip, I might add. You've been racing for quite some time. When did you jump on big bikes?
I jumped on big bikes about the end of last winter.
Yeah.
So I had a Husky 125 for like almost the whole year. I just didn't really ride it because it was one of the fuel injected bikes and just couldn't ever get it to run.
No, eh? What was the deal?
It was actually one of the first 125s that like had came out, and about 20 hours in, I blew like the electrical box, and we ended up getting it warrantied by Husky.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. I myself have a electronic fuel injected two stroke. It's 300 variety. I do love it. It's a great bike. Maybe I don't put it through the paces as well as you do. But I also have no business tripping myself around Loretta Lynn's. So anytime that someone takes on the sort of the goal of ending up at the ranch, I applaud them because it is no small task of going to the ranch. You have to go to Redlands area qualifiers, regional qualifier. You have to have good starts. You have to have good finishes, and you have to do so against some pretty tough competition. Let's go through your road to Loretta's a little bit and talk about just how it all went down, where you went for your area and your regional qualifiers, and how easily did you qualify? Because some kids get in just by the skin of their teeth, getting that fourth place spot at a regional, and some kids dominate the entire way. What was the situation like for you?
We had three area qualified for three regions just around here. And I went to Redbud with not like super high intentions, just hoping I make it. But I ended up only being able to race one class at Redbud because we didn't sign up in time. And I went in as an alternate, but ended up going 5-2-1 for the overall.
No way.
Yeah. And actually I endowed over the finish line on the checkered flag, the last moto.
No way. So were you still able to, did you crash over the finish line or did you just like,
I crashed. No, I crashed and
that's a good thing they didn't take the win away from you.
No. Yeah. They didn't take it away.
Yeah, no doubt. So, what are the local tracks that you spend the most amount of time sort of honing your craft? And you must ride with a coach on a regular basis, unless your old man Scott is giving you all of the ones and twos on how to go fast on a dirt bike. How did you acquire the skill you've got?
So actually I don't train year round. Anytime a big race is coming up, I'll go for a little bit, but yeah, like once I qualified for Loretta's, I was at training facilities, just training all the way up to Loretta's. But yeah, like my local tracks, I ride Archview quite a bit, and then last year we spent a lot of time at Lincoln Trail.
Okay, yeah. I think I'm supposed to link up with the first form boys at Lincoln Trail before the year is out. Maybe you want to hop along with us.
Yeah, for sure.
That would be badass. So, like, once you've secured your tickets at Loretta's, from there, there's a lot of time that goes into preparing and working and all that fun stuff. Yeah, like you must have really put in a lot of sweat work, and to be able to put in 20-minute motos on a 125, it's one of the most active motorcycles that you can possibly be on, having to shift it through the gears and the clutching and all that fun stuff. Like, I love riding two-strokes, but they are a lot of work to make go fast. What was the training regimen like?
Yeah, we just basically rode 20 to 30-minute motos almost every day. Practicing starts, making sure I get my shifts right. But it was a lot to dial in.
No kidding. Yeah. So, like, I noticed the Money Inc. logos on the side of your motorcycle. You must have worked pretty closely with Steve to sort of develop the motorcycle, a little bit more horsepower, maybe move the power curve around a little bit. There's a lot that goes into it, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like, I met Steve at the General Tire Arena Cross, and we just kind of, he let me ride one of his rider's bikes all Arena Cross, and
oh, okay.
I just loved the power, and we ended up, after Arena Cross, buying a Gas 125, and
was that Carter Malcolm's
built
bike?
It out for me. Yeah, it was Carter Malcolm's, actually.
Oh, okay.
I rode in Arena Cross.
So tell me about this Arena Cross series, the Arena Motocross series, the GT series. Tell me a little bit about that, as well as the bike you bought.
So yeah, I started off actually in Arena Cross, and I just like, it's kind of my strong suit. I like push better in there. I feel like I drive harder in Arena Cross more
okay.
than outdoor.
Little more like comfortable in the friendly confines of an arena or a supercross track, and the General Tire Series, they do a great job, because you can see that on Fox Sports 1. Can you not?
Yeah, you can go see pretty much, I think, January and then through a couple months that it plays on TV every Sunday.
That's pretty cool. So, and if I'm not mistaken, you're actually a champion within that series. So even though, like, and we're going to get to it, your week at Loretta's maybe didn't go how you were hoping it would. When it comes to the indoor stuff, you're pretty comfortable.
Yeah, I've actually won 3 championships right in a row. I started off in beginner.
Oh, no way.
And I won the 80. I won the beginner championship, and then 2 years ago I won the 85 senior championship, and then this year I won the 125 All-Star Schoolboy 1, and I got second in the Super Mini, and I won the televised Schoolboy 2 championship.
Oh, no way. Right on. That is really cool. Leading a lot of laps, getting the experience doing that. That's got to feel pretty cool for a young man to see himself on television being as successful as you have been.
Yeah.
For sure. So, like, what sort of goals did you set for yourself rolling into Loretta's? And then, I guess, now we'll get into it. How did it go for you?
So, I kind of, like, I set my goal a little bit higher than I should have. I was shooting for top 15-ish. I think I could have actually gotten it, but I just struggled the whole week being able to get starts, and just, yeah, whenever I would get a bad start, I'd have to push really hard to get back up to the front of the pack, and I would just fall, and I just couldn't stay up.
Yeah, it is a difficult track. Was it your first time there this year?
Yes.
Okay, well, you know what? Even for Cole Davies, the first time you go to the ranch might not be a memorable one. And the ruts are deep. It's obviously a track you've never ridden before. It's a tight track. The Ten Commandments are no joke. Thou shalt not commit wheel spin is a very real thing. And yeah, I it's just kind of take me through the week a little bit. Like I think practice seemed to go pretty well for you. But after the first start of the first moto that ended up having to get red flagged, I think, did you not have a good start throughout that, or maybe you didn't?
Yeah, I didn't actually have a good start. I got caught up in the pile up.
Oh, that's right.
But
you did.
I didn't end up, I like caught the end of it and got out of it without falling, but just didn't have a good start.
Yeah. So that sort of continued on throughout the entire week. But there must have been some highlights throughout the week that you did enjoy yourself. Was there any one day that you didn't have any motos?
Yeah, it was. I didn't have any motos on Thursday, and it was kind of just nice, rested around, slept in.
Yeah, get away from the heat. Like, it was hot, bro.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, certainly. So, when it comes to off the bike training, what is it that you like to do to get yourself in shape? Like to ride a motorcycle. Obviously, you spend a lot of time doing seat time and all that fun stuff. It also, I'm sure, it requires some gym work as well.
Yeah, like whenever I was at training facilities, I would go to the gym after training, or days that I'm off, we would go to the gym. But then also, I like to ride my mountain bike, and that helps with like cross training, balance, bike control.
That's cool. Do you have any like riding mates that you train with on a regular basis? Do you have like someone that sort of can be a little bit of a pace bunny for you, or do you train by yourself?
Yeah, I was training at Raynard's towards the end, and I would ride with Knox Lumen. I stayed at his house, and we just connected, and we would like ride around, train together. It was pretty fun.
That's kick ass, man. So what's on the horizon for you? Loretta's, you're going to put it in the rearview mirror, chalk it up as an experience. I don't know if you're there next year, if you want to like kind of chase that all over again. And maybe now's not even the time to make that decision, because if you're upset about how it went, you don't want to make an emotional decision on whether or not we race next year. Maybe you take the time to sort of digest it and move forward. Maybe try something else, maybe come up to Canada and do some racing, or focus on some other races. I know you've got some races to hit before you return to the General Tire Series, though.
Yeah, I definitely have some races to hit before then. I'm going to try to hit the Ironman National, the Amateur Day.
Oh, okay, fair enough. So have you spent some time doing that?
I've gone there before? 2 years in a row there.
Oh, nice. Right on. So you'll be riding the 125, or do you have a four stroke?
I'm on 125s. I don't have a four. I don't have a 250.
Okay, yeah. So all 125s all the time. That thing is an absolute rocket ship. It looks good. It sounds good. That thing absolutely barks. I know I got that one picture or the video of that first start that you ended up getting kind of tied up in. What is it that you love most about racing dirt bikes and being able to kind of express yourself through your riding and competing? It's got to be something that's near and dear to your heart, something that gets the juices flowing.
Yeah, I just always love riding. It's not even always about racing. Just being on the bike is just always a good experience, no matter where I am.
That's cool, man. I like to hear that. And so, like, moving forward, if you were to return to the ranch next year, do you think you'd do it on a 125? Do you think that you would maybe switch to four strokes for next year and try, like 250B Limited or something along those lines? What do you think that you would like to kind of make part of your next adventure?
So we really haven't talked about moving up, or we've actually talked about moving up to 250s, but... we have so much invested in the 125s. We might just stay on them for next year, see if I can qualify for 125 BC and Schoolboy 1 if we do pursue Loretta's.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. I think it'd be good to see you back out there, man. It's the biggest stage in amateur motocross, and if we don't see you there, maybe we'll see you racing up some Canadian rounds or something like that. I know you're in the middle of the country. You're in Missouri, so it might be a 13, 14-hour drive to come to a Canadian national. But I know your dollar goes a whole lot further than it does in the States, given the weakness of the Canadian economy. But I know you've got an impressive list of sponsors, and that list continues to grow. Who do you have to thank, man? I know you work with a ton of great companies.
Yeah, I definitely want to thank PPG Paints. They just came along with us before Loretta's, and my dad's been working with them on his company for a long time. And then Painting Technologies, Race Tech Titanium, Big St. Charles, Rival Suspension for always keeping my suspension always dialed, Money Inc., my motors, Hydropower, Nackstar, Twisted Team, Ride Clothing, Guts, and Material Witness. My grandma, she always does all my jerseys, making them look cool. And then Raynard's for training me the rest until Loretta's.
That is awesome, dude. Yeah, no, you've got a great list of sponsors, and that must mean that you do a great job for them, promoting their businesses, helping them grow, and that's going to help you grow throughout your travels in motocross. If people aren't already following you on social media to see Instagram reels and everything else in between, where do they kind of keep tabs on you, man? How do they follow along?
Yeah, you can search me up on Instagram. It's lstjohn777. And then, yeah, like on TikTok, it's BigRippa777.
There you go.
So, yeah, you can follow me on pretty much on any social media.
We'll find you and we'll follow along. Luke St. John here on the Big MX Radio Podcast. Dude, I really appreciate you making time for me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Awesome, dude. Don't hang up just yet, but for podcast sake, let's cut things off right there.
Welcome to Best 42 in the land. All ages from kids up to grown men. Walk through the gates of the coal miner's daughter to make a point clearer than the creek water. Who's the best? Who's it gonna be? In Hurricane Mills, Tennessee. Can you feel the adrenaline? Dirt flies hypnotized by the wind spin. Hear the crowd, everybody's whistling. Times. This 1 week of racing could change your life. Everybody knows this is where it all begins. Do what you gotta do for 20 plus 2 out at the ranch. Golf carts, pit bikes, and rowdy fans. Play the national anthem and everybody stands. Smell the smoke from the two strokes riding by. The 30-second card's on its side.